Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
Mix 94.7.
Why did they get ghosted? We'll find out now with Booker, Alex, and Sarah's Waiting by the Phone.
We understand that it is frustrating when you get ghosted, so we're here to help. Alex and Sarah, let's say hi to Ray.
Hi, Ray.
What's up, Ray?
Hey, guys.
Hey, Ray. Tell us what happened. We'll see if we can get some answers for you.
Okay, so I've been dating this girl now for a couple months, give or take, and I recently went out on a business trip, and I get back, and she changed the locks to her place and won't answer my calls. Won't answer my text, nothing. So, like, I mean, I've got clothes there and a bunch of my stuff. And
so you don't actually live with her?
Well, we stay at the same place, yeah.
Okay.
You stay at the same place.
But she changed the locks. She won't answer my calls, my texts. I've messaged her on social media. Like, it's like she fell off the face of the earth. I don't understand.
Well, maybe she'll answer us.
That's what I'm hoping. Maybe you guys can get a hold of her and I can find out what the hell's going on.
You think she got a new dude while you're out of town?
I honestly have no idea. I've never had to deal with something like this, so
yeah.
I'm just at a loss.
Let's call her and see if we can figure out what's wrong. It's really weird.
Well, it's a lot of drama. I love it.
Hello?
Jesse.
Yes, who's this?
Hi. It's Booker. Alex is here. We're calling with Mix 94.7. I just want to give you full disclosure real quick that you're on the radio, and I hope you don't mind talking to us for a second. We're on nobody's side here. We're just trying to play independent party and getting some answers for Ray, who is also on the phone. Our segment's called Waiting by the Phone. He just told us that you guys have been dating, and he went out of town on a business trip, came home, and you changed the locks, and he's been unable to get a hold of you.
Oh, is that what he said? Okay.
Is that not true?
He is a liar and a homeless loser, and he can go somewhere else.
Well, thank you for keeping it clean. Thank you for editing yourself.
Right.
He can go.
Wait.
Somewhere
so,
else.
Well, what happened? You mind telling us?
So we were dating, and he started to spend more and more and more and more time at my place. And at first it was cool, you know, I didn't really think anything of it, but I woke up one day and I was like, oh my gosh, he's been here for like 7 days straight. And I asked him about it and he casually threw in that he was in between places at the moment, but signing a lease on a new place that day.
There you go.
And I believed him. And 2 weeks later, he was still at my place. And I asked him again, and he said that he was going on a business trip and would move out when he got back to his new place.
Mm-hmm.
A couple of weeks ago, he left on a business trip, except it was not a business trip because one of my friends saw him on a date with another girl about a week into his business trip. So obviously, I knew something was up, mm-hmm. and I did a little bit of investigation and... Long story short, from what I gather, this guy lives at home with his parents, but because he is an adult man and doesn't want to do that, supposedly, he just shacks up with different girls. And I was a place to stay until I started questioning where he was actually living. So he found another place to stay. And yeah, I changed my locks.
Wow.
I mean, I don't want to say, like, are you sure? Because everything she said was just solid.
And she's totally convincing. Just chill about it.
Like, you're done. Like, damn.
Oh, my gosh. So what about his stuff? I mean.
What about it?
Oh.
He can come get it.
Oh, he can come get it?
I'll put it on the porch.
Wow.
Whoa.
It's like, you know, I'm not surprised the dude try to pull this off and do this.
Ray?
I'm coming to get my stuff today.
Hello? I guess he hung up. Okay, well, Jesse, thank you. Appreciate you talking us through this, and now it's crystal clear exactly what happened. He truly had no idea. I'm sorry. I guess he had no idea that he was busted.
Right.
I once dated a guy that I think tried to do this to me.
What do you mean?
Like, tried to live at my place.
With you?
Mm-hmm.
And didn't have a place.
He didn't have a place because he couldn't pay his rent. And then when I kind of like called him out on it, he quickly turned it on me and was like, you don't even know what I do for you. Because I was letting him borrow my car.
What?
I know. I was young and dumb. And he's like, you don't even notice when I drive your car, I'll put a dollar of gas in it. And you don't even thank me.
Shut
Wait, are you exaggerating with a dollar of gas?
No, he said $1. He would say, you just don't appreciate me because sometimes I go put a dollar of gas in your car and you don't even thank me.
This is obviously a long time ago.
I was in my 20s and I'm just thinking, like, how could anybody know if someone put a dollar?
Right,
how
do you even know? The needle, literally.
Right.
A dollar isn't even a gallon these days.
Right.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.